is Sissy Made Brenna Time. Sissy Brenna, Brenna. I gotta tell you, I've been doing a lot of sessions with Brenna. We go back a ways, and Brenna gets me going, you know? I have a very deep fondness for cross-dressing, and it goes back a ways to a guy I used to live with who I used to dress up in my clothes, and the first time, actually, I found out that he'd be interested in that, he came out of my bathroom wearing my lipstick and a little nightie I had hanging in there. And it opened a whole world to me of power exchange and just how wonderful it could be, you know, exploring fantasies and doing things like that. And Brenna is so delicious. She's so feminine. And, you know, she serves real time. She's served as a maid, as a sissy maid, and she's got sissy maid clothing, a whole wardrobe, I think, of formal sissy wear and, you know, maid attire, that is. And not, I don't think it's the frilly kind. It's more like the French maid in the black satin uniform, high heels, fuck me pumps, lipstick, toys, lingerie, stockings. I love the fact that Brenna has all these toys and clothing, and I can dress her up, and I also get to watch her on webcam. But an interesting thing has happened. She's become more feminine. And I love that. I love that she's so feminine. She's so intense, you know. She's dressed and she's got that lipstick on and the toys, and I find her very sexy. And this last time that we did our session, she showed up, and when I turned the webcam on, she looked very much like Sharon Stone, and I think she thought I was teasing her, but she had a black wig on, but she looked like Sharon Stone. I saw Sharon Stone the night before on Letterman, and the resemblance was uncanny, and she looked so feminine, and she just really turned me on. So she got out her toys, and I had her suck a dildo. We did some cocksucking, and I had her show me her outfit. She had on a black bra, and I think she had on a white thong. It was lacy, and white garters, and lace stockings, and she had on all her makeup. Maybe that's partly why she looks so perfect. Eyeliner and cocksucker red lipstick. She had those fuck me pumps on. They're like super high, and she was clicking around on the wooden floors. I love hearing that. And she looked fabulous, very much like Sharon Stone. I think we should call her Sissy Sharon from now on. And I had her sucking that dildo. I got to tell you, she can also deep throat that fucking thing. And you know, those artificial dildos are like hard, and I can't imagine getting one of those down your throat, but she had the whole thing down her throat. It was pretty big. And she lubed up her toys and sat on one for me, and I had her spread her legs, and she took her little clitty, which is not so little, and she was pumping it for me because she is such a whore, and I made her bounce on it, and she did. And then, of course, she wanted to come. So I dragged it out. I teased her, and then I had her come in her hand, and then I made her eat it. Sissy made Brenna. Sissy Brenna Sharon Stone. You are such a slut. She was such a slut. And, you know, I don't know if I got sidetracked before, but I started telling you, she also has served couples. You know, she's up for partying. She's a party sissy. Maybe I should change her name to Party Sissy. I mean, should we take a vote here? Sissy Brenna, Party Sissy. What should we do? What do you think? All right, well, on that note, I am going to post this audio up for you naughty sissies to listen to. And I know right now, as we're talking, Sissy Brenna is probably dressing up in those panties and lace bras and high heels and stockings, and all you other sissies out there are getting jealous because you wish it was you, don't you? Wiggling your little sissy faggot asses around, playing with your dildos, playing with your little clitties for me dressing you in those panties. So, sissy maid Brenna, keep up the good work. Maybe I should give you some of my birth control pills and turn you into a bigger girl than you are. Should we get you some breast implants? Oh, and did I mention her ass? Oh, she turned around and wiggled her ass in the camera. She has got one fucking hot ass. She had these white garters on, and her ass was sort of sticking out. She's in great shape. I don't know how much she works out, but she said something. There's this event she's going to go to. Did she need to put, like, padding in her butt? But I gotta tell you, I love her ass. I think other people are gonna love your ass too, Brenna. So I will be talking to you real soon, sissy girl, and keep up all that feminine stuff you're doing, because it's working. Bye-bye. Mwah! Miss Mandy.